like show business.
I'm Carolyn Bruck.
And I'm John DeSando, and this is It's Movie Time.
John, this week we are talking about a documentary called Queen of Versailles.
What a hoot.
A hoot? Oh, yeah. It's like a punch in the stomach, John. So we went to this movie thinking it was going to be kind of humorous,
Come
right?
on, we were going to feel superior to white trash is really what I'm hoping
I hate
that, was
that
be
phrase.
It.
But yeah, I mean, that's really how it was kind of built. But you end up leaving with, you really feel like someone punched you in the stomach.
This is an example of lifestyle porn.
You have David Siegel, who's a 70-year-old billionaire, and his wife, 30-something-year-old Jackie.
Yes.
And they are building the largest home in the United States.
And
they're modeling it after
yes.
Versailles.
But it's better suited as a model for Saint Simeon. 90,000 square feet.
Right.
A bedroom that's 6,000 square feet.
A bowling alley. whatever you can think of, they're going to have in this house. Now, it's not done. It starts in 2007. Over a three-year period, they follow this couple. Things just fall
David
apart.
David Siegel is a billionaire.
He owns Westgate Resorts, which is a timeshare.
Timeshare. Biggest timeshare probably in the world.
Right.
And they were living high, living like a king and queen. Now, Jackie wasn't prepared for this kind of wealth, as she was a former beauty queen who was continuing to build her body. And her husband, very proud of her. Some would say she was a bimbo. Others would say she's a kind-hearted lady. And over the arc of this movie, I think I certainly began to feel sorry for both of them.
I'm going to just give it away now. I recommend everyone see this because here's this couple, and they are outrageous. They're living on borrowed money. Siegel has built a fortune selling people things they really can't afford. And then the collapse happens. The real estate bubble bursts.
Because of all of his cheap money.
Exactly.
And so they're caught.
The reason why this documentary, I think, is so important to see and so difficult to watch is that the things that are grotesque and disgust you about this couple, you kind of, in a very small way maybe, it's about you as
Look,
well.
I loved Margin Call and Inside Job. Two films that showed what happened at that 2008 crash.
Right.
This one may be even better because you can watch real people going through this and losing their homes, sending their kids from private school to public school
and completely change of lifestyle, losing homes, losing a sense of identity. You know, this is one of those times where you see this and it's painful because in so many ways, while this couple is exaggerated because their wealth is so vast, what happens to them has happened to so many people across the country.
Yeah.
You really feel like, how are we going to get out of this?
Sure. And after they've seemingly lost almost everything, and it looks as if they're going to foreclose the house, she's still out there buying at Walmart carts and carts full of plastic toys and several SUVs to take this stuff home. It is clear that she is, notwithstanding his denials, a inveterate shopaholic.
As over the course of the film, you see this woman is not only just a shopaholic, I think in the funny sense, we're saying it lightly, but I think this woman suffers from some sort of, she's not in reality. I don't want to go as far as saying she has mental illness because clearly I'm not a doctor. I don't know.
Sure.
But you see this woman and you see there's something deficient. There's something wrong.
Well, I think she's uneducated.
The house is filthy.
And she is a gold digger.
A former beauty queen who... Clearly, John, you see these two people, and it's a business relationship between
yes.
the two of them as well.
Hey, look, there's 30...
You don't
30,
see much love.
Yeah, there's 30 years difference between
well,
these two.
And you know, here's the thing. So many couples have gone through this on a much smaller scale, but it doesn't matter. When it's happening to you, it's a big deal. And so many couples had to look at themselves and look at each other, and when there's not love there, it's really tough to stick out those tough times together. So everything's great when you're spending millions and billions of dollars on stockpiling China. I mean, these people have stockpiled $5 million worth of marble
yeah,
from China.
That's right. In the end, what has happened to David Siegel and Jackie? Do you know?
Well, that's the thing. You know, as soon as the movie ended, you and I started talking about where are they now?
Yes.
And I think that's what a lot of you are going to think if you see this documentary. And we do know that David Siegel has filed a lawsuit against Sundance, basically saying this movie is a fraud and it's a lot of scenes are staged. Right, and they were.
Yeah, and now he is sued and he claims that Westgate is making more profit than ever.
Right.
That they're back and rebuilding the house. They're going to finish the house. That just continues their story, and I don't think it's going to be any different the next crash around. It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Double Barrel Summer Western Series at the Gateway Film Center until September 5th. Double Barrel will be presented Sundays at 1:30 and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Details online at gatewayfilmcenter.com.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando and Carolyn Brooke.
Let's